is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. Joined on the phone, always great catching up with Justin LaBrosse. Justin, thanks for your time today. How you doing, pal?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks for chatting with me.
Yeah, anytime. So, it's an exciting time. Now, there was just a concert announcement this week that Josh Ross is going to be playing Saskatoon later in the year. You are going to be opening up for Josh Ross. That's August the 13th in Saskatoon. Tell us a little bit about kind of how you found out the news and kind of how much you're looking forward to it, because that's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, funny enough, I was just out feeding cows and my phone rang, and it was some members of the Saskatoon Entertainment Group calling to see if I'd be interested. They kind of chuckled when they heard the tractor in the background.
That's awesome.
They said what they were doing, I said absolutely, we'd be more than honored to jump on board, and we're really excited to be playing with Josh, and we're gonna just light up Saskatoon. It's gonna be a great night.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, that is such a Saskatchewan thing. They call to ask if you'd be want to open up, and you got a tractor going in the background. That's amazing. For those, I love that story. For those that maybe have not seen you play live, you put on an awesome show. But for those that maybe haven't, tell us a little bit about kind of the playlist and what you bring to live shows, if for those that maybe they haven't seen you live. And I know the playlist sometimes will fluctuate and be different from show to show, but what can people kind of expect?
Yeah, for sure. Funny you should ask that, because we just went through the band and I spent the winter redoing our set list and putting together a brand new show, because, you know, we've been between my drummer and I have been doing this for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And so we're feeling like we need a refresh. We need to change things up. And so we have a brand new set list with new songs, originals, and a couple new covers that'll maybe surprise some people. And it'll be the same high energy, lots of crowd participation, and just a fun time. We like to enjoy ourselves.
Awesome. Yeah, you put on a great show. So that's going to be an awesome show. Yourself and Josh Ross coming up August the 13th in Saskatoon, Bez Garden. And I know pre-sale is happening right now. It's going until 10 o'clock with the code SINGLE again. Tickets to the public go on sale again tomorrow. So it's going to be an awesome show there coming up in Saskatoon later on in the year. Again, joined by Justin LaBrosse. Justin, obviously that is coming up in August. What's kind of the rest of 2025 looking like for you? Are you planning to be busy playing a lot of live shows, songwrite? What's kind of this year going to be looking like for you?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be on the road quite a bit, lots of different festivals. We're really excited also to be playing up at Dogpatch Music Festival.
Nice. That's awesome.
A great little Saskatchewan festival.
Yeah.
So that's definitely going to be a highlight. And we're going to be recording some music this spring here, and hopefully starting to tease it throughout the summer, and maybe putting together a new album.
Nice.
Not that albums are really much of a thing anymore, but I
appreciate
like
it. No, I appreciate it. I am all for the albums, and I know kind of the single release is kind of the way things are going, but I'm a big fan of album releases, and that's super cool, and we are looking forward to it. Sounds like it's going to be a busy year for you. Before we let you go, new to the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up this year, we got a lightning round that we're always we're fun and have a lot of fun with, just to get to know you a little more. So we're gonna ask a few lightning round questions before we let you go, Justin. Pineapple on pizza, or yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. That can be controversial, but I'm with you. Dream vacation. Is there a bucket list place that you like to go?
Oh, that's a good one. I have always wanted to go to Bali.
Nice. That's not an answer that I've gotten so far. I love it. That's fantastic. Do you remember your first concert that you attended?
My very first concert that I can remember was actually Dierks Bentley in Regina at the Queen City X.
Very cool. Very cool. Love it. If you were given a chance to explore beneath the ocean or go to outer space, which would you pick?
I'm going to say the ocean because I'm not a big height guy.
Yes, it's a good answer. Good answer. It's one of my favorite questions because it usually goes to the fear with a lot of people. Both picks and both answers actually really fascinate me. So it's one of my favorite questions. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or talk to animals?
Oh, animals, absolutely.
I love it. I love it. And do you have a favorite movie or favorite genre of movie?
I'm definitely a big Western guy, and comedy would be pretty close to top as well.
Nice. Absolutely love it. Justin, thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate your time, and always great catching up with you. And it's going to be an awesome year for me, and we are looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Awesome. Justin, we are good to go. Thank you again. Also, would you be able to email or direct message me a promo pick that we could use for our website? Is that possible?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, exactly. I went back and looked in DMDS, and there was nothing really that recent. So I was like, I'm just going to ask you if you could send me a relatively recent one. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Tell Chris I say hello, and wish you guys all the best. We'll chat soon.
Will do. Thank you very much,
all
Matt.
Right. Take care. Have a good one. Bye, Justin.